Good morning. Thank you very much for listening right away. My name is Yuika Hasebe. I am an associate minister of Honpa Honganji, Hawaii Betsuim. Buddhism was born in India about 2,500 years ago. Shakyamuni Buddha got enlightenment and had become a Buddha. Then, the Buddhism has started to spread into the world. 2,500 years is a long time. Is the Buddhism still realistic and vivid to us who are living in the world 2,500 years later from the Shakyamuni Buddha time? Compared to 2,500 years ago, our life is very convenient. If we turn on the switch, the light gives us brightness even at the night time. Probably 2,500 years ago, night time must be a pitch black. If we turn on the faucet, the drinkable water runs 24/7. If we go to the supermarket, we can have almost anything we need. Not only that, our medical care is improved a lot during those 2,500 years. Many sicknesses or diseases once was untreatable has become treatable. For example, many people died because of appendix. In beginning of 19th century, 60% of patients passed away once they got the appendix, but now 0.3% people died due to that. Compared to Buddha's time, everything improved so much and has become convenient. 2,500 years ago, Buddha mentioned about the suffering of human being and causes of the sufferings. It is called Shikku Hakku. Shikku means four types of sufferings, which means birth, old age, sickness, and death. Then he added the following to comprise the Hakku, eight types of suffering, which is Aibetsuriku, parting from those we love, Onzoeku, having to associate with those we dislike, Kuhutoku, being unable to acquire what we wish, and Gonjoku, pain comes from physical and mental conditions. We can fix the pain of appendix after 2,500 later, but those suffering which Shakyamuni Buddha explained is still the same. We all age and get sick. We have to be separated from our loved ones, and we can't get everything as we want. Not only expensive bag or trip. Sometimes we can't give our loved ones the best medical care to save their lives. Even if we do have money, there's always something that we can't get it as we wish. Those truths haven't changed a bit because it is universal truth. That is why Buddha said that the human life is suffering. So let's think about our life. When I think back about my life, there were many things happened. There were a lot of happy moments and sad moments as well. I believe that you also had those moments. If the heart of baby is clean and unblemished, my heart right now has a lot of scars and stains. Being betrayed by someone, or I betray others. Someone got mad at me, or I got mad to someone. Being separated by a loved one due to the end of a relationship or due to death. But not only me, we all have been through suffering and pains in our life. When you were a baby, your heart also was once so fresh and soft like a peach. But I believe that you have a lot of scars and scratches now. Some scars are really old, and the pain only comes back on rainy nights or cold winter. But some of your scars may be still really fresh and you're bleeding badly. In Buddhism, a noble person sometimes is compared as a lotus flower. From that dark and dirty mud, the lotus sprouts and will bloom a beautiful flower. So do you know how to plant the lotus flower? I didn't know either, but I researched it. When you plant the lotus, you have to make a big scratch or cut on the surface of lotus seed. The skin of lotus seed is really hard. If you plant it as it is, water can't go inside the seed. So we have to cut deep or file the seed. And then the seed can suck the water in and is able to grow. The scar or cut is not only hurting the seed. It is important for the seed to grow. The cut of the lotus seed is the cause of new life. There was a lady named Mrs. Takeko Kujo. She was a daughter of the 21st Gomonshu. She left those words, quote, "We can't just ignore those sufferings and enjoy the loneliness with narcissism. Don't leave this world with empty love. Let us praise the life of being illuminated by the light of wisdom and conquer the sufferings. Those who follow the light can treasure simple everyday life. That is the joy of life, which is illuminated by unlimited light." End of quote. The suffering and sadness is always there, and it will be there. We can't escape from them. It was there 2,500 years ago, and probably it will be there in 2,500 later. As long as people living on the earth, our life is always filled with suffering and sadness. But it does not mean that we are helplessly living the life like sinking into the sadness or drowning in the sufferings. Amida Buddha's wisdom and compassion reveal to us the life of walking together with sadness and living side by side, take hand with sufferings. If the life is revealed in front of us, suffering is no longer suffering to us. Sadness is no longer sadness to us. Everything is a chance to encounter great compassion and wisdom. I said beginning, our heart is not like a pure baby heart. There are a lot of sadness, pains, jealousy, and regrets are carved on it. And those scars and scratches will increase as long as we live. But those scars already curved and will be curved into your heart. Both can be the great opportunities to encounter the great compassion of Amida Buddha. We think those scars are the trace or mark of suffering or sadness. But actually, those are the priceless treasures in our hearts. Thank you very much for listening. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.